常需要神给他确认的人。
Gideon is the judges that often need to be approved by God.
所以他在被拣选的时候问了一个问题。
So before he was chosen, he asked a question to God.
我们来读四世纪。
Turn to Judges.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章
Chapter 6,
我们读十一节到十三节
so verse 11 to verse 13.
士师记六章十一节到十三节
Judges chapter 6 verse 11 to 13.
十一节到十三节
verse 11 to 13.
主的使者到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人亚斯的橡树下。亚斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要预备米甸人。十二节，主的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，主与你同在。”十三节，基甸说：“主啊，神若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？我们的列祖不是向我们说，主领我们上埃及上来吗？他那么奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。基甸就问这个主一句话。
Gideon has asked God,
那个神奇妙的作为在哪里呢？
Where is the wondrous work of the Lord?
因为以色列人是牧羊的。
Because the Israelite,
啊，对不起，那个时候他们是牧羊跟种田的哈。
They were shepherds and planting the crops.
那这个米甸人呢，他们主要是游牧民族啊。
Midianites, they are Bedouin people.
Nomad.
Nomad people.
他们呢，就是常常啊，这个牛群、羊群、骆驼群呢，到处迁移。那迁移的地方呢，就把人家的农作物啊，统统给抢夺过来了。
And often they have sheep and camel, and when they shepherd these animals, they also take away other people's crops.
那所以这些游牧民族啊，成为这个农夫的一个灾祸啊。
So these people become a disaster for the.
所以基甸早早就在准备米甸人呢，来这个抢夺他们的东西。
Gideon has prepared for Midian's attack.
他们来很难防卫的，因为他们呢，实际上讲，他们来很大群，是遍满了整个平原的。
When Midianites attack, will be a great multitude of people.
所以神啊，就看到主一看到基甸啊。就跟他讲说，你是一个大能的勇士啊，主跟你同在了。
And God has told Gideon that you are the mighty warrior. The Lord is with you.
基甸听到这句话说，跟我们同在，同在在哪里呢？
Gideon had heard this phrase that God abide with us. Where is our God?
如果同在的话，为什么我们老是收成啊？都种了那么辛苦，都没有东西可以吃啊
？If God is with us, how come all our crops will be robbed?
他就问主一个问题，那奇妙的作为在哪里呢？
He asked God a question, where is the wondrous work?
在整个士师当中呢，神对士师很多士师显出奇妙作为，但是没有像基甸显得这么多。
In all the judges, God has shown many wondrous work to the judges, but the Gideon is the most judges God showed the most.
The most wondrous deeds to Gideon. 所以。我们就要从这个米甸的一生来查考这个小题目哈，就是真的神的作为到底在哪里啊
？So through Gideon's story that we can learn where God's wonders work.
今天我们在现在的基督徒啊，常常很怀念早期的真耶稣教会。
Today as Christians that we still remembers back then the early to true churchThey
miss the days at that time. 他们怀念，为什么呢？因为他们觉得在早期有太多的神的奇妙作为。
Because early in true church, there's many wondrous work of God.
但他们觉得现在好像少了一点呢。
But now as today, there's many less of miracle.
所以也许你跟基甸一样的会问这个问题：神奇妙的作为在哪里呢？
Maybe like Gideon's, we'll ask God this question: Where is God's wondrous work?
那我在想，我们从他的故事来谈有三点。其实啊，神奇妙的作为，在基甸做了这三件事情之后呢，神奇妙的作为就产生了。
I was thinking that through Gideon, God shows that His wondrous work.
These three things that after He had done these three things, 哈，那么神就做了哈。第一就是当他在献完祭之后，神就做了奇妙的作为。
The first is that, after the offering, God has showed His wondrous work.
再来就是当他遵命。当他遵命之后呢，在祈求神，神就给他看奇妙的作为。
Second is Gideon's obey to God. God showed His wondrous work to him.
再来就是当他真的受差啊，出去拯救以色列百姓的时候，神让他看到更多奇妙的作为。
And third is he willing to accept God's calling and God showed him His wondrous work.
所以结论就是，如果你也要看奇妙的作为
，So the result is that if we want to see God's wondrous work,
你要做一件事情。
We have to do these three.
我们来看这三件事情。
That's a study about the three points.
我们看四世纪第六章十九节到二十一节。
Let's look at Judges chapter
十九节到二十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 19 to 21.
六章十九节到二十一节。
Judges chapter 6 verse 19 to 21.
基甸去预备了一只山羊羔，用一划细面做了无酵饼，将肉放在筐内。把汤盛在壶中，带到橡树下，献在使者面前。二十节，神的使者吩咐基甸说：“将肉和无酵饼放在这磐石上，把汤倒出来。”他就这样行了。二十一节，神的使者伸出手内的杖，杖头挨着肉和无酵饼，就有火从磐石中出来。烧尽的肉和无酵饼，神的使者也就不见了。二十二节，基甸见他是神的使者，就说：“哀哉，主啊，不好了，因为我观看了神的使者。”二十三节，神对他说：“你放心，不要怕，你必不至于死。”这是当这个基甸跟神谈话，神说你要去拯救以色列百姓的时候呢，那这个对话之后呢，那么基甸就说：“如果我在你眼前蒙恩呐、啊，求你给我一个证据看一看呐、啊，显一个奇妙的作为给我看一看呐、啊。”
This is when before Gideon was sent out, Gideon asked God. If
这是在第十七节哈。
In verse 17, now I have found favor in you, in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really that you talking to me.
啊，所以他就回去准备啊，要来献祭啊。
So Gideon has went back to prepare to offer.
那当他献祭的时候呢，这个主啊，就让他把这个无酵饼跟这个肉啊，摆在盘子上面。
So Gideon had prepared unleavened bread and also the meat in the basket.
然后又叫他把汤的东西呢倒出来啊。
And the Lord asked him to pour out the broth from the pot.
我请问你哦，你读圣经这个版本哈、哦，这个汤倒到哪里去？
So when we look at the verses here, where does this broth pour out to?
十九节把汤，二十节哈，把汤倒出来。
When the broth was poured out.
到了哪里去
？Where does this broth pour out to?
你们的版本有没有说汤倒到哪里去
？In your version, does it describe where the broth was poured out to?
我读了好几个版本哦，都没有提到这个汤倒到哪里去。
Many versions, but didn't describe where this broth.
在旧约的献祭哦，他们有一种就是把酒浇在祭物上面的哈。
In the Old Testament, the offering, there's one type of offering was, the wine was poured onto the offering.
那在这个以利亚的献祭当中呢，神让他提水，他自己也提水哦，把水浇在这个肉上面，是为了要让它燃烧很困难呐。
When Elijah put the offering.He poured the water, and also the meat.
Pour the water on the meat.
Pour the water on the meat. So this is hard for the meat to burn.
想不到天火下来呢，什么都烧干了啊，烧光了。
So the fire came from heavens, has burned everything on the altar.
所以看起来应该是把汤倒在这个祭物上面的哦。
So you can see that the broth should be poured onto the meat.
我是这样想的。但是我找了好几本经文都没有明文记载哦。
No other verses describe about this.
那很奇妙，就是火从磐石中出来。
But it's very miraculously that the fire came from.
当神的使者把杖挨进了那个祭物的时候
，When the angel of the Lord used a staff, point towards the offering.
哦，那这个祭物啊就着火了，就被神烧尽了，就被火烧了。哦，就是神悦纳的意思啊。
So the offering start to
be burned.
To be burned.
啊，这个时候基甸呢 啊就知道原来啊。跟他说话的的确是神的使者或者神本身啊。
So now that Gideon realized that the person who speaks to him is God and also the angel of God.
这告诉我们什么事情呢
？So what does it tell us?
我们今天呢，如果真的要神行出奇妙的作为哈，我们要啊祷告啊。
So if today we want God to show His wondrous work, that we need to pray.
在新约，我们的献祭啊，就是献上我们祷告的祭啊。
In the New Testament, when we offering, this means we pray to God.
哦，所以当祷告真的才能够看到神的荣耀。
So when we pray, this is when we can see the glory of God.
哦，我们看到圣经上里面的哈拿心里很愁苦啊，有困难没办法解决。
So in the Bible, Hannah was very sorrowful. She couldn't solve her problems.
啊，她吃不下饭呢。
She cannot eat.
很奇妙，当她在神面前祷告之后，倾心吐意。
Very miraculously, when she prayed before the Lord.
啊，祭司跟他应许说：“你平平安安的回去吧，愿神按照你的话给你成全。”
And God promised that the peace be with her, and God will give her blessings.
啊，他就有办法微笑了。
And she start to smile.
所以今天我们这耶稣教会啊，奇妙的作为，通通是在祷告当中产生的。
So today in our True Jesus Church, all the wondrous work is through the prayer.
啊，小弟到徽州去啊，啊，遇到一位从死里复活的姐妹。
I went to Africa and seen a sister came back from the dead.
啊，她说她到农田去工作啊。
She mentioned she went to the farm.
那不晓得什么被什么东西咬到，她自己都没有觉得啊。
And she was bitten by something insect.
那她说平常也常常做农啊，在非洲被虫咬到是很正常的事啊，所以就随便哦，随便处理一下，然后呢？那想说一定会好了。
So in Africa, often will be bitten by animals or insects, and usually will just use some medicine to cover, will be fine.
啊，结果没有，越来越严重哦。
But her condition was even worse.
后来真的痛死过去啊。
So she even was pain till death.
从医院又被被送回来，就死在家里面了。
She was sent back from the hospital, and she had died.
真的很奇妙。那个时候，我们的道理还没有传到那个村庄啊。
It's very miraculously before our the truth had preached to that village.
那个圣灵启示我们一个那时的一个唯一的传道人哦，他们看到异象说啊，祷告的时候看到异象说，这个村庄啊啊，他们当中大概有一个人认识他，他死掉了，要去帮他祷告啊。
The Holy Spirit revealed to us that in this village, there's one person died that we had to go there and pray for them.
啊，他们就坐很远的车子哦，啊，到这个后悔这个地方来啊。
So they have traveled very far.
啊，庞斗这个地方来。
To the area of Pondo.
啊，来到那边果然他就死掉了哦。
So when they get there, indeed this person.
你可以想象，这在几年前，他们那个时候没有什么联络的工具啊。
We can think about back then, there's no way to contact other people.
啊，后来一群人就围住他祷告。
So there's a group of people surrounding her and pray.
祷告很久很久啊，他们说。
They have prayed for a long period of time.
她又从死里活过来啊。
So she was resurrected from the dead.
而且是我亲眼，这次亲眼看到她亲口跟我做见证啊。
So this time I have witnesses that this, and she had testified to me.
那真的是很奇妙，神是一个行奇妙作为的人，从死里活过来。
This is very miraculously God has wondrous work and resurrect people from the dead.
有一次我到 Garden Grove 去啊。
One time I went to Garden Grove Church.
看那个姐妹抱一个孩子。
I seen a sister holding a baby.
我就问她说：“这孩子是谁的？”
And I asked the sister, "Whose child is this?"
她说：“是我的。”
And she said, "This is my child."
我问她说：“哎，你什么时候生孩子的？我怎么不知道啊？”
And I asked her, "When do you have this child?" And I do not know.
我们现在在美国，虽然在南加州哦，这个隔教会如隔山呢。反正你不常，你从来不会过去领会，所以信徒发生什么事你都不知道。
Although in Southern California, there's many churches, and it's very far distant. Sometimes we will not know the members.
因为我这个姐妹，我记得这个姐妹，我印象非常深刻。
So I have a good memories about the sister.
其实她已经有年纪了，大概三十几岁了。
She was about 30 years old.
我还记得她来参加 NYTS 的时候呢，人家都是大学生，她是唯一算是大人，不，少数几个大人当中的一个。她特地为了求生孩子来参加 NYTS 的。
I still remember there's back to NYTS one time. There's many people, a college student. She came to the NYTS to pray to ask God to give her a child.
She's not college student 呢，她是大人当中的一个啦。
She was.
She was not no. She was older than college. She's one of the senior members in the students. 就是，她是为了要求孩子来才来参加那个 NYTS 的。
She came to NYTS because she wanted to pray and ask God to give her a child.
我对她一个最深刻的印象就是每天中午她一定进食求孩子。
One thing that impressed me about her that every lunchtime she will fast and pray.
那她进食哈，我不晓得她几年没有生了，因为我不晓得她什么时候结婚的。她结婚，我想她结婚相当一段时间了。
And I think that she had married for a period of time.
那每次祷告，她一定是中午一定是进食，而且一定是哭，
Every time that,
哭求孩子，就跪下来，她就一直哭啊，就是一直哭求孩子这样子。
During the lunchtime, she will fast and pray, and after she kneel down, she will shed tears to God.
但是很奇妙，就是给我感受很深的，就是她每次哦，这个跪下一直哭，祷告结束起来他就笑，都是这样子。
Every time she kneeled down and shed tears and cried to God, and she got up and she started to smile.
其实 NYTS 的隔一年他还没有，因为我有时候也到 Garden Grove 去嘛，哈，过了大概一段时间了。
After the NYTS period of time, sometime I went to Garden Grove Church.
哎，不会生孩子的又会生孩子。
A person cannot give birth, but now she can.
所以真的是奇妙的作为哈。在祷告当中会产生了。
This is very wondrous work through the prayer.
那我们就看到这个基甸啊，在献祭的时候看到奇妙的作为。
So we can see in Gideon here that when he was offering to see the wondrous work.
那另外一个奇妙的作为啊，我们先看这个奇妙的作为哈。
Another wondrous work.
我们看来读六章的三十六节到四十节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 6, verse 36.
三十六节到四十节。
From verse 36 to verse 40.
基甸对神说：“你若果照着所说的话，按着借着我手拯救以色列人，三十七节，
verse 37.
我就把一团羊毛放在禾场上。若单是羊毛上有露水，别的地方是干的，我就知道你必照着所说的话，借着我的手拯救以色列人。”三十八节。次日早晨，基甸起来。见果然这样，将羊毛挤一挤，从羊毛中淋出了满盆的露水来。三十九节。基甸又对神说：“求你不要向我发怒啊！我再说这一次，让我将羊毛再试一次。但愿羊毛是干的，别的地方都有露水。”四十节。这夜神也如此行，唯独羊毛是干的，别的地方都有露水啊。这是一件很奇妙的事情呢。
This is a very wondrous work.
我读这个经文的时候有一个感受，就是他对第一次可能有一点怀疑。
I was reading this section, I was thinking the first time he was.
不晓得他心里想什么，圣经上没有跟我们讲他心里想什么了。
We don't know what Gideon is thinking in the Bible.
但是我是的话，我这样求啊，神啊，让哦别的地方都干的啊，羊毛有水。可是我起来就想说，那对啊，羊毛很可能比较容易吸水嘛，对不对哦？太阳出来了，一下就干了啊，这个很太正常的啦。
So if I was Gideon, I was thinking,
那羊毛还是湿的啊，其他地方可能都是干的啊。
And all the ground was dry, but the fleece, wool fleece, was has dew. This is very normal.
所以我大概也会这样想说啊，大概是我起来太晚了，或者是就这样子不算，然后再一次哦，神啊，再一次，这一次哦比较难哦，神啊比较难哦，让羊毛是干的，其他地上通通是湿的。
Maybe I'm thinking if I got out late, this will happen. And the second time is when the wool fleece was dry, but the rest of the ground is wet.
这个就很难的啦，这个怎么可能呢？
This is even more difficult, and this is more impossible.
结果呢，神为了要印证啊，他是神手中的器皿啊，就让第二次让他所祈求的也应验了。
So God wanted to prove that he's the chosen vessel, and God fulfilled this miracle.
这真的是很奇妙的一个作为了。
This is a very wondrous work.
那到底这个作为在什么情况之后产生的呢？
So, what is this wondrous work that happened Through what situations?
在二十五节到三十五节，哦，这个事情之后产生的。
And this is after verse 25 and 26.
那二十五节到三十五节就记载了他就是遵神的诫命啊，做了一件事情呢。
And verse 25 and 26 describe that he had obeyed God's command.
因为神哦要验证你真的是可以用的，你必须要圣经上讲哦，你不爱父母兄弟姐妹胜过于我的，你不配做我的门徒啊。
God wanted to prove that he's the chosen vessel, just like the Bible said, if you don't love me more than your parents and all your spouse, you will not be my disciple.
所以就给他考一个试啊，看你这个人做事忠不忠心，真的有没有按照我每一句话的细节去做。
And God had testing to see that he's faithful to do everything in detail.
你仔细看哦，神为什么吩咐的这么仔细哦？搞不懂哎。
So let's look at what, how did God command in such a detailed way.
这个太仔细了哦。
This is very in detail.
你看这个二十五节，我们来读二十五节哦。
Verse 25.
到这个二十七节。
Till verse 26.
当夜神父问基甸说，啊，你起父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶，二十六节，在磐石上整整齐齐的为主你的神筑一座坛，将这第二只牛献为欢祭，用你所砍下的木偶做柴，二十七节。基甸就从仆人中挑了十个人，照着神所吩咐的行了，因怕富家和本城的人不敢在白天这样行，就在晚上做了。这个，哦，神，哦，吩咐的，哦，他都一一照做。没有吩咐照做的，哦，他就用自己的带瓜去做。神没有叫他什么时候去做这个事情，他说他心里就想说啊，这个神既然没有讲，哦，这个晚上做比较方便，就晚上做了。
Gideon thought something that God did not command that he used his own will to have tried to done this thing at night.
我读这一节的时候，一直想要想一个问题：这个七岁的第二只到底有没有属灵的意义啊
？So when I was reading this, I was thinking the second bowl from the 7 years. Is there any spiritual teaching?
我想了半天，我想不出来。你想到告诉我一下好不好？
I was thinking, is there any spiritual teaching? If anybody knows, please tell me.
我要去查一只牛平均可以活几岁。
I was thinking, a bull, an average, the lifetime of a bull.
我这样查的意思就是说，是不是七岁哦，特别嫩，比较好吃啊
？I was thinking in 7 years, it's very tender, it's very tasteful.
那个，如果你是农夫哦，我查 internet 不晓得他说的对不对哦。其实我是农夫了，但是我太小了，所以我不知道。他说一头牛平均大概可以活25年呐。
I was a farmer. I did a study. Average of bull lifetime is 20.
我是农夫，但是我不是很熟，因为我太小了。
I'm a farmer, but I'm not very.
我以前是农夫了哈。
I used to be a farmer.
25岁应该，哎，有没有农夫来？哎
，25 years old. Is
是不是
？Here are farmers.
你们家不是种农的哈？有没有人种农的？这个到底有没有什么属灵的意思，啊，我的意思就是说七岁的第二只有没有属灵的意思，啊，
Is there any spiritual teaching for the second bowl is one 7 years?
我想一想，我自己至少我想不到了，
But I cannot think any spiritual
teaching. 唯一的就是看你有没有听话，我就是给你出个难题，就是要那一只不要别的，我就是要七岁的，不是第一只是第二只。
So only thing I can think of is to test that Gideon will obey to God.
今天我们，哦，要得到神的恩惠，哦，就是你不我们不要真的很多基督徒或是很多的教会就是有边起边没边起中间，就是不是照章前说的要，啊，我想听的我就做，我其他细节我可以不用做了，哦，
Sometimes when we only do the things that we will please ourselves to do, but the thing is not according to God, we will not want to do.
我们不会100%的听神的话去做我们该做的啦。
We will not 100% listen to God.
但是看起来，哦，他真的通通照做了，哦，
According to here, Gideon has followed all the commands.
所以我们就看到说，因为，啊，他每一件事情都照着神的诫命来遵守。
We can see that here, Gideon has obeyed all the commands God had commanded.
后来他求一个证据，神又给他印证了。
So he asked for a sign, God has showed proof.
所以今天你要看奇妙的作为，有一个什么先决条件呢？
Before we want to see the wondrous work, what are the criteria?
你一定要把神所说的，哦，我们遵守的很完全呐，啊。
We have to obey whatever God has commanded us to do.
哦， 这样子你就会看到神奇妙的作为了。
So in this way we will see God's wondrous work.
你看哦，这个大卫哦，一辈子啊不敢杀扫罗啊。
So we can see David in his whole life, he's dare not to kill the king Saul.
他一辈子啊，给他的所罗门王提到说呢，我这一辈子的遗言哦，最大的就是这个事情哦。
So he mentioned the most regretful things.
不，那最大遗言不是遗憾，遗言呐、啊、，will、oh. the will 啊、
the
will。
The most
important
will,
他给所罗门王的哈。
To the Solomon.
我们看列王记上。
Let's look at second,
first. 二章第二节。
First King, chapter two.
二章第二节。
First King, chapter two, verse two.
二章第二节。
First King, chapter two.
我们从第一节哈读到第三节好了哈。
Three, verse one to verse three.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
大卫使其进呢，就吩咐他儿子所罗门说：“第二节，现在我要走世人必走的路，所以你当刚强，做大丈夫。”第三节，遵守主你神所吩咐你的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道，遵守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度。这样，你无论做什么，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。这个大卫一辈子的遗言啊，是把他最重要的事情交代给他的儿子啊。
David's whole life's will is to teach his son Solomon God's command.
这是最重要的 most important thing 哦，就是你要遵行神的诫命啊，不可以违背啊。
To keep and the decree and commandments of God.
大卫不只是嘴巴这样讲啊。
Not only David speak this way.
大卫的一辈子经历就是他因为遵守神的诫命啊，他经历了很多奇妙的作为。
David's whole life experience through practicing the commandment of God, he has received many wondrous works.
你看保罗真的下了天罗地网要把他围住了，就是他已经被逼到一个角落，就是快被扫罗抓到了。
So Saul, David was put to the way that Saul almost captured him.
谁知道快被抓到的时候呢，来一道诫命说，王啊，领土被占领了，王宫快要被占领了。那扫罗马上说，哎，退兵啊，抽兵啊。
And when just about David was about to be captured, and there was a sent the news that the palace was attacked, so then they had withdrawn the army.
这个他守诫命守到吼，守诫命守到神的，他知道神的受膏者不能杀，好几次机会啊，他两次机会啊，他就是没有杀扫罗啊。
So David kept God's commandments and understand the anointed one, and he dare not to kill.
就是哦，守诫命守到说，他有很多机会的杀我，我就是 risk 我的生命呢。我当我这个生命豁出去了，我都还是要守神的诫命，就是这个意思了。
So David felt that there's many times that Saul wanted to kill me, but because I had to keep God's commandments, I did not kill Saul.
为了即使我牺牲生命，我还是要守诫命的意思哦。Even if I die, I still need to keep commandments. 到这种地步啊。
Until this situation.
所以啊，我们就看到神奇妙的作为。
So we can see God's wondrous work.
我在想，今天也是一样哦。
So we can see same as today.
我们守道，无论在什么情况之下，要守道。
So in all situations that we have to keep God's commandment.
我们坚持下去啊。
So we have to stand firm.
你真的会看到神奇妙的作为。
In this way, we will see God's wondrous work.
我真的很感谢神，我不晓得就是我真的很感谢神，是在我这一辈子啊，就是在生活当中也经历到神很多奇妙的作为。
Truly thank God in my lifetime I experienced many God's wondrous work.
其中一件呢，我是觉得真的是跟神守神的诫命有关系了哦。
One of the wondrous work that I experienced is because I obey God's commandments.
我在这边是荣耀神的名啊，做大家做个见证，因为有时候我谈自己的见证比较清楚了哈。
I here to testify is to glorify God's name.
可能我在这边也讲过了。
Maybe I had testified here before.
我以前是在 Shearing Plow 工作了。仙林制药厂
，a pharmaceutical company。
后来那个我的上司哦，叫我礼拜六要上班。
My boss tells me that I have to work on Saturday. Saturday.
那嗯，我就跟他讲，礼拜六我不上班，我要礼拜天，我可以礼拜天上班。
And I told him said I cannot work on Saturday, I can work on Sunday.
我当时想，我为什么会那么勇敢，我也不知道，因为其实我还在办绿卡。
At the time, I was thinking how I was very courageous. At the time, I was applying for a green card.
因为你知道办绿卡哦，那个老板不高兴，随时可以叫你走路了。
Because if you apply for green card, if your boss is not happy, and he will fire you.
你知道，Sharon Plow 他的员工大概有几万人呢、啊。
In the pharmaceutical company, there is millions of workers.
他每年有一个那个时候有一个 salary cap， 就是每个员工的加薪呢，只能够到5%。
And there's a salary raise in every
salary cap， 就是 raise cap。就是每个员工他的 increase 能够5% 而已。
All the worker can increase to 5%。
但那一年呢，就是神特别因为我的坚持啊，也给我看到很奇妙的作为。
But that year, because my insistence to keep the Sabbath, and I see many God's wondrous work.
没有因为这样子，我的工作做得更不好了。
It's not because this, my work is not very successful.
因为我是这个，我是写这个，小弟以前是写这个，personal PC 的，就是 personal computer， 就是个人电脑的软件，然后我对这个 vast computer 我是不懂的，我对这个，中型的机器我是不懂的。
I used to be a PC programmer.
我对 vast 的这个中型的机器我是不懂的。
And if dealing with vast, I'm not very familiar with.
但是，后来这个做那个 VEX 那个机器，就是做 VEX 那个中型机器的人呢，突然之间离职了。
So one of the VEX worker has resigned.
那我也要帮忙解决一些电脑性的问题。
So I have to try to help to solve the problem of the.
我一直觉得那都不是我的能力可以处理的。
I felt at the time it was not because me that I can be able to solve this
problem. 真的很感谢主啊，就到最后能够帮公司解决好多相当比较关键性的问题啊。
I truly thank God that I can help this company to solve many crucial problems.
所以那一年呢，薪水被加11%。
So that year my salary was increased 11%.
我一直觉得那个是跟坚持守道是有一个关系的。
So I continue to feel that this salary raise is because I kept God's commitments.
所以真的，当我们愿意遵守神的一个诫命我们用心遵守神会给我们开路。
So truly willing to obey God's commitment, God will open the way.
在北加州有个弟兄叫邓弘毅。
In Northern California, there's a brother, brother Deng.
他妈妈，如果你见到弘毅兄的妈妈。他妈妈，他的一只手是烂掉的。
His mother is one of the hand
is defeated 哈。如果你跟他见面他都会把手藏在他平常走路都是拿一个衣服绕着他的手或是这样子，所以我都不知道哦，直到他做见证我才知道原来他的手是。那个肉都连在一起了，就是不完全的啦。
And she often will hide her hand. She will wrap around a cloth with her hand, try to hide it, and eventually found out that because her hand was all stick together.
她说她小时候她那个手还是身体忘记了她跌到人家卖那个麦芽糖烧那个麦芽糖里面很热的东西，她的手还是整个人就跌到里面去，所以她的手就烧了，所以她的手大概。就是这样子的啦，就是这样子。
She testified when she was young that she
那时候还没有信耶稣。
Before she believed in Jesus, she was her hand was fell into this big cooking pot of candy, so her hand was burned.
那以前她后来从台北女子师范学院，就是要当老师都要读这个，很多人就是要读这个女子师范师专的你就是师专那你知道要考师专有一个项目就是体育，就是你要体育好，而且你必须要怎么样， 必须你身体没有残缺，当时的台湾是这样，你才能够做老师。
She was pursuing teacher. She was at the college of teacher college, and but one of the requirements to qualify is in physical education that she had to pass the physical education.
他说神一路保守他，让这个哦，他就是他也不是故意骗啊，可是他很喜欢当老师啊，他就一关一关的考试，到最后教官也没有注意到他身体的情形啊，就让他通过了这样子。
She had to pass this education to become a teacher, but because her hand problems, the trainer in the school did not see this. Eventually, she was passed.
那直到他入学了，才被教官发现到。
Eventually, she was enrolled to the school, and then this trainer has realized that her.
但是已经入学了，所以大家也就睁一只眼闭一只眼了。
So because she was actually enrolled in the school, so they did not enforce this.
他就在见证，其实这一路都是神的带领啊。但有一个见证我特别印象深刻，他说他呢每个安息啊，他安息日还有礼拜六啊，礼拜天啊，他都会去教小朋友啊。因为以前的台湾呢，这个宗教教育许多礼拜天呢，他花很多的时间在教会里面
呢。
但是呢，他的考试都没有比同学一天到晚念书的人考试还要差。所以他对信仰很坚持，对诫命很熟，他就看到神很多奇妙的作为在他身上显现了。
So she stand firm in her faith, also kept God's commitment. She has seen many wondrous work of God.
所以我一直在想一个问题哦。
So I continue to think about this.
很多人都在拜神。
Many people worship God.
但是有的人真的可以经历更多的奇妙作为。
Maybe someone can even have experienced more wondrous work of God.
是不是他们生命当中有一个不一样的地方呢？
It's because this person.
是不是 ？Is it? There's a difference in their life.
Someone has a different experience in their life.
就是真的，说不定有的人呢、啊，把诫命当成参考；有的人他真的再怎么样也要守住诫命啊。
Some people just treat God's commandment as reference, and some people truly kept God's commandment.
这样可能奇妙作为也会看得不一样哦。
This way, the result of the wondrous work is different.
当然啊，这都是要神多加添给我们信心呐、啊。
Of course, God has given us faith.
啊，因为神呐、啊、不会勉强人呐、啊。
So we can experience His wondrous work.
所以啊，求主耶稣给我们更多的信心。
May God give us more faith.
啊，像基甸一样，把每一个细节统统给守住了。神奇妙的作为在哪里呢？
Where is God's wondrous work?
我们再看另外一件，就是在他愿意接受差遣的时候。
Another is that when Gideon's willing to accept God's work.
我们看士师记第六章。
So look at Judges chapter 6.
13-16.
Verse 13-16.
第六章13-16。
Judges chapter 6, verse 13-16.
基甸说：“主神啊，主若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？我们列祖不是向我们说，主领我们从埃及上来吗？他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢？现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。”14节，神观看基甸说：“你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。”不是我差你出去吗？15节，基甸说：“主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家是马拿西支派中至穷，在我父家是至微小的。”16节，神对他说：“我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人，如同击打一人一样了。”当一个人接受神差遣的时候。结果神说呢，我必与你同在啊。
God will say to this person that I will be abide with you.
啊，所以你就会看到神奇妙的作为啊。
This way we will see God's wondrous work.
真的，当我们呢不愿意接受被差做就是当有工作交到我们身上，我们拒绝的时候，那个恩典就会失去了。
When we disobey God's calling, and the grace will be lost.
啊，因为神常常在他给我们使命的时候呢，让我们看出他奇妙的作为啊。
When God gives us a commands and when we obey obey, we will see God's wondrous work.
这个作为真的非常奇妙哦。
This work will be very.
我们来看第七章哈。
Let's look at verse seven.
第十节。
Chapter seven, verse ten.
第七章第十节。
Judges chapter seven, verse ten.
读到第十四节。
Read till verse 14.
这是他真正出去工作的时候呢，神给他一个奇妙的作为啊。
This is when Gideon sent out to work. God has shown him this wondrous work.
第十节到十四节。
Verse 10 to verse 14.
倘若你害怕，你带着你的仆人普拉下去到营里。十一节。
Verse 11.
你必听见他们说的，然后你就有胆量下去攻营。于是基甸带着仆人普拉下到营旁边。十二节。
Verse 12.
米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都散布在平原，如同蝗虫那么多啊。他们的骆驼无数，多如海边的沙。十三节，基甸到了，就听见一人将梦告诉同伴说：“我做了一个梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐篷，将帐篷撞倒，帐篷就欢倒倾覆了。”十四节，那同伴说：“这不是别的，乃是以色列人耶阿斯的儿子基甸的刀，神已将米甸和全军交在他的手中。”真的很奇妙，那个基甸真的他也是有点胆怯的，所以神说你要中了吗？来，你晚上带人去这个米甸的营，听听他们做什么梦，而且他们会解释他们的梦给你听啊。
And Gideon was afraid that God wanted to give him courage. God sent him to the Midianite to listen to their dream.
他们就自说自话，然后把梦的解释也都给讲清楚了。
So the Midianite started to speak about their dream, so the Gideon has heard about this.
他说做了一个大麦饼滚到这个帐篷里面来了。
He said this gray barrel had bread came tumbling into the Midianite's camp.
我这个大学以前我读这一节都想象一个很大的麦饼叫做大麦饼嘛，很大的麦饼。结果你看英文不是是一个大麦的饼大麦的小饼不是大麦饼，是一个大麦的小饼，就 不太一样英文就很清楚了
When I was in college, I thought this barely bread.
Before college, 我一直想象一定是他做了一个梦，很大的麦饼，然后滚进去营里面就把营弄倒，因为很大的麦饼才有办法把营弄倒嘛，是不是这样子？结果英文不是
So I thought this was a very huge bread that rolled into this camp, but actually, in reality, this is not a very huge barley bread. It's a small type of barley bread.
因为英文讲说 a barley bread 嘛，对不对
？Barley bread.
不是 barley 就是大麦啦。
Barley means a huge.
Oh no no no. Barley means 大麦。
Barley means it's a mean bread.
所以一个大麦饼就是他们平常吃的一个 size 的那个饼他就做到一个这样的梦梦到滚到他们的营里面，而且这么小的麦饼都可以把那个帐篷滚倒
So barley bread means a small size of bread had rolled into this camp.
应该也不是什么，就是 regular cooking size So it's not my imagination. It's a very big size.Bread, no,
so
this is language, my Chinese language problem. Actually, it's very hard. This is a Chinese language problem because it's a huge wheat bread. If you translate literally, huge wheat, but in English, it's not this.
So in Chinese, saying the huge wheat bread, but in English, saying it's just a
barley bread,
bread.
Yes. 好了，那解释也知道，就是说这个就是基甸基甸过来要得胜啦。
So this explains that they understand if Gideon has come, they will win this battle.
我跟您说我跟您说，我全世界没有一个人这样打仗的啦。
In this world, in the battle, there's no one battle this way.
你知道我们现在打仗到伊拉克、伊朗去打仗，我们不是都要征兵吗？大家都害怕，美国总统要征兵了。结果神让他们打仗怎么样？减兵减兵好多人报名要参加军队，神说太多了，来减，再太多，再减一次，减到最后剩下三百人，哪有人打仗三百人？打这个像蝗虫蚱蜢这么多人怎么打？这根本没有办法打，现在人没有这样打的
As today the war, we go to Iran, Iraq's war.That the U.S. government will summon more, increase the military, but it's over here that God wants to decrease the military.
结果他们带的是什么？他们是带了火把。
What they had to bring a fire.
火把装在这个瓶子里面用喊的就可以打赢了。
And they had put this fire into the jar, and because this, they will win the battle.
这个是有属灵教训的，我们今天就不谈，因为我们常听那个道理了。火把代表什么？打破代表什么？但是你光看那个战术就是他们就用喊的，然后到处看到火把，看到喊， 他们自己就杀自己了，杀起来了。
And there's a spiritual teaching here, but we're not going to talk about today. Over here, they have put the fire in the jars. When they start to scream, so they start to attack each the Melanites start to Midianites start to attack each other.
啊，就这样打胜仗的。
Because this that win the battle.
你可以想象吗？三百人杀了多少人呢、啊、
？Can we think about 300 people?
三万七千人、哦、如果你看第十节、第十一节、啊、三百人可以把 杀了三万七千人，这个实在是很不得了的事情。
About 300 people from Gideons and killed about 37,000 Midianites.
十二万加上一万五千嘛，哈，是第十节、十二、十一节，对不对？应该是13万5千呐，哈，13万5千。
13,500。
这个、哦、如果你真的是基甸，你会觉得哇，这到底什么？这实在是很奇妙的。你经历说，这个哪有人这样打仗的？你这样还可以打胜仗，这实在太奇妙了。
If you're Gideon, you're thinking about this is very miraculously. How can this way we'll win the battle?
所以今天哦，当我们真的愿意接受差遣的时候，我们是与神同工的啦。
So today, if we're willing to accept God's calling, that we are work with God.
我们在神手中，你就会看到神很多奇妙的作为在你生命当中呢，啊，被你看得到啊。
If we're in the hands of God, we will see many wondrous work.
同样的，很平常的五个饼两条鱼，在神的手中，他就可以喂饱五千人。
The same, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish can feed 5,000.
在我们手中就可以自己吃饱而已啊。
So if it's in our hand, we only can feed ourselves.
所以，我们不要拒绝被差了。
So let's not disobey God's calling.
你真的会看到神的荣耀啊！
Truly, we will see God's glory.
那感谢主耶稣啊，在小弟宣道这几年当中啊，真的也是亲眼看到神的荣耀。
Thank God, throughout my ministry, I truly see the God's glory.
凭着我真的不能做什么。
For myself, I cannot do anything.
真的有时候我也是做得很沮丧啊。
Sometimes I was very frustrated.
为什么呢？因为我觉得我真的自己不能做什么啊。
I really felt that I really cannot do anything.
我上次有跟大家讲过、啊、上次不是有一个姐妹附鬼吗？
Last time I mentioned there's a sister was demon possessed.
啊，我跟一个传道人要去帮她赶鬼啊。
I was with this pastor want to go cast out the demon.
我说我真的是很沮丧那一次。
At the time I felt that I was very frustrated.
因为我本来是很高兴的。
I was very happy at the time.
我觉得神怎么这么奇妙哦？因为前一次去啊，我跟另外一个传道去的。去帮这个姐妹赶鬼啊！
The time before I went to cast out demon for the sister, I went with another pastor.
一个姐妹就听到那个鬼在里面呢、啊，就是一直谈一句话，就是怎么来两个人呢？哇、哦，怕吓死人了，吓死人了，好害怕，好害怕。就是我就想说，哇，感谢主哦，这个那个两个工人一出现了，魔鬼害怕，这个就有点怎么讲，有点这个有点觉得哇，真的是太奇妙了，有一点沾沾自喜啊。
I heard there's a sister here, the demon has said that they had seen two people coming, and I felt that's very comforted me when I heard about this.
可能没有翻出来哈，因为一个姐妹听到那个护鬼的心里面有一个声音呐、啊，就是鬼的声音说有两个人来赶鬼，他们很害怕。
There's a sister here that in this demon in the sisters that. The demon was saying that there's two people come cast out demon. They were very afraid.
那想不到下一次我去的时候，我跟另外一个传道去的时候，那个护鬼的哦，他那个表情啊，因为那个鬼赶不走，那个表情不是恐怖哦，很可爱哦。
The next time I went to go cast out a demon for the sister, I see that the sister's face was very.
那个时候他还不是，他还是出对不起。那个时候他 ，Yeah, this possessed one, true seeker, 然后以后才是我们的 sister 了哈。对不起，我还没有讲清楚。
This true seeker, her face was very,
very beautiful, very
joyful.
你知道吗？她祷告的时候就是这样子。
When she was praying, she was looking left and right.
她心中，后来我问她那个慕道朋友，她说那个鬼心中一直在问你，心中一直在重复一句话，就是。你就是赶不走我，我看你怎么样。所以他就是他很知道那个鬼很知道，你就是赶不走我，看你怎么样。所以他就是这样。
So、
你就是赶不走我，看你怎么办呢、
啊、？The The truth seeker had testified to me that at the time that demon was inside her, saying that you cannot cast me out.
看你怎么样?
So what can you do?
Oh, 所以我在想, 其实我在祷告的时候我就有感觉了说哇这个鬼真是傲慢啊我心中就很这样想啊
So when I was praying, I have felt that this demon was very
arrogant.
Arrogant.
我心里就想说没关系你等着瞧你等着瞧
So my heart was thinking, just wait and see.
那真的有时候不是我们可以做什么了
So many times it's because that we cannot do anything.
我们真的不能做什么
Truly that we cannot accomplish things.
但是啊因为神要完成他的工作
Because God will fulfill his work.
这个故事啊从头到尾主我也看到了 我只是听到了
This testimony that we can now see and heard.
在受洗之后啊他就得到平安了
After this true seeker and baptized, she had received peace in her heart.
就至少这个过程啊我们看到神的荣耀
So throughout this process, we can see the glory of God.
真的有时候我们在为神做工啊看到神荣耀的彰显觉得 哇，怎么那么奇妙这样子
？Sometimes when we do the work of God, we can truly see that how miraculously that God's glory.
你会觉得很喜乐哦
？And wondrous work, we felt is very satisfying.
我在想基甸看到真的300个人可以杀死那么多人，而且他们自相残杀，根本很多都是他们自相残杀的啦
So I was thinking Gideon and see that 300 people can win this battle and see the enemy has attacked each other.
因为我们是受差的
，because we were sent.
我常常看到有一些辅导员去帮忙帮助学生的这个学生联谊会
Sometimes I see many counselors to help out counseling the student spiritual congregation
他亲眼看到孩子的改变了
They truly see the change of the students
这个就是奇妙的作为啊
To transform students is a wondrous work
他因为他愿意接受差遣去帮助这样的工作
Because these counselors are willing to obey God's calling to help out this work.
所以当我们神的工作托付在我们身上的时候
So when the work of God was we were calling to do the work.
我们尽量不要推迟
So let's try our best not to disobey.
在这个过程当中啊，你一定会看到神跟你同工
But throughout this process, you can truly see God's abiding.
神要用人了哈
God will use men.
你看哈 神可以直接跟保罗讲说，你以后要在你要做外邦的使徒，要在君王面前为我做见证。
And God can told Paul that you will become the apostles of Gentiles and testify before the kings.
但是神没有跟他讲呢。
But God did not told Paul.
神叫亚拿尼亚说，你去跟他讲啊。
God has sent Ananias to tell Saul.
神跟哥利流，这个天使跟哥利流显现说，你去找彼得来跟你讲，当听到的话。
And the angel had appeared to Cornelius that to listen what Peter will is going to.
我心里就打一个问号啊。
And I have a question in my heart.
这个天使你不会布道吗？
And I'm thinking, if angel, can you not preach to this person?
你为什么一定要让彼得来呢？
Why do you have to send Peter?
其实神有一个很重要的经纶呢。
There's a very important verse.
就是神让人有福气跟神同工。
God will give the people who work for Him giving blessings.
所以今天当神差遣我们跟他同工，这是让我们呢见证到神荣耀的时候，这是一个很大的福气啊。
So when God chose us to do His work, this is a great opportunity to receive blessing and see God's glory.
所以在各样的事工当中呢，让我们呢接受呼召啊。
So throughout all the holy work. We obey God's calling.
你一定会看到神的荣耀。
So you truly see the glory of God.
神奇妙的作为。
God's wondrous work.
所以在祷告的时候。
So in our prayer.
在遵命的时候。
When we obey to God.
在受差的时候。
When we accept the calling.
神奇妙的作为就彰显了。
And we can see the wondrous work of God.
我们再把492首唱一次。
Let's sing 492 one more time.